Leslie Campbell thinks that protections like the Voting Rights Act are still very necessary. Campbell, a Bronx resident, was waiting outside Hostess Community College for her daughter's high school graduation to start. She says she worries about rolling back protections and the effect that might have on the Bronx and elsewhere.
Things, although on the surface may seem like it has changed, but there's a lot of discrimination, there's still a lot of racism. You know, a lot of segregation.
The Bronx's inclusion on the list of places where disenfranchisement has existed historically may seem hard to believe today. Many of its elected officials at every level of government are from racial and ethnic groups the landmark civil rights legislation was meant to protect. For Michael Benjamin, a former Democratic state assemblyman from the Bronx, this is exactly why Section 4 needed to be struck down. He says the fact that the Bronx is still on the list proves that it's no longer relevant and needs to be adjusted by Congress.
City of New York does not violate the Voting Rights Act in any form or substance. There are other jurisdictions around the country where that happens.
Congressman Jose Serrano disagrees. He's been an elected official in the Bronx nearly as long as the Voting Rights Act has been law, and he says that the Supreme Court erred in striking down preclearance, even for the Bronx.
We've made incredible strides, but we're still not where I think we should be, not when you see other places making it harder for people to vote.
In its ruling, the Supreme Court suggests that Congress could come up with new criteria for parts of the country where voter disenfranchisement is still an issue. Congressman Serrano says he would like to see that happen. Whether the Bronx will make it back onto the list remains uncertain. For WNYC, I'm Colby Hamilton.